All right, so you've done that trust. You got the call from the personal injury attorney, and you worked with the personal injury attorney, and she says, you know, Patty, I don't know trustees. I don't know trusts. Can you recommend somebody? And so we have this scenario of Joaquin was driving home and right out of high school, and he flipped his truck, and now he's very injured as a result of this, and there's a lawsuit, and we have a recovery. And so I call and say, Nancy, I've drafted a trust, and I'd like to talk to you about being the trustee of this trust.
So I say, good to hear from you again, but I need to know a lot more information about Joaquin, his family, his disability, his public benefits. How have the attorney already talked about, have they reached the point where they have settlements? Are they going to have annuities? There's so much information that I need to know. And usually Patty has some of them, but we both have to keep digging, and we also have to make house calls to find out, home visits to see if what is going on.
And so what happens is when I begin speaking with a trust officer, with the personal injury attorney, I anticipate what Nancy's going to need to know. I also need to know these things so I know the benefits I'm going to need to protect. But we try to find out what the diagnosis is and prognosis. If there's any major events that are going to occur. Uh-huh. What I try to urge trust officers to do, to be open to alternative treatments. Now, I know that Scott has talked to us a little bit about having to go to court and get court approval for a lot of things. That could be expensive to the trust.